This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Seattle, Washington today at, what's the name of this event? Pacific Northwest PHP. I always mess that up. My special guest is Miss Alina Holligan. Say hi to everybody, Alina.
Hi, everybody.
Now, you are a teacher for Treehouse.
Correct.
And we're going to talk about Treehouse in a little bit. But before we get into that, let's talk about a little bit about how you got into PHP and the PHP community here or there in Portland where you're at.
Well, I started actually in my career in fine arts, went to the Art Institute of Phoenix.
Oh, very cool.
And always thought programming would be the most boring job ever. But I got introduced to it through design. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden realized that programming is really just another way to express your design. And so I started, after graduating from the Art Institute of Phoenix, I pretty much went straight into web stuff, started more on the front end, and slowly got more and more into the back end, doing PHP as we wanted to create online, more interactive things that we could create with PHP. And mm-hmm. so I got introduced to PHP and been loving it ever since. Started in a small town like Havasu, Arizona, hot spot of the nation. And so I did a lot of websites for small businesses, as well as wrote my own CRM back before there was much available in PHP. It's been live for 6 years. So we started about 9 or 10 years ago with mm-hmm. documentation on what we needed and stuff. It's running on 5.6 with Nginx, so I'm pretty proud of that.
Very cool.
And so it's really nice to have places like Nomad, where when you are in a small town like Havasu, where our only user group was a Mac users group for retired people. So it's nice to be able to be part of a community that is online, as well as being able to now, as I moved to Portland about a year ago, the tech community is fantastic. I really love the opportunity to be involved with other people in the tech community. Mm-hmm. Of course, the PHP meetup. Yeah. I've spoken there once so far. And we also have a lot of women in tech groups in Portland, which is really fantastic.
Now, you are a member of one of those.
Well, I am co-director of the Women Who Code group in Portland. They're a international group, mm-hmm. and we started the Portland chapter like the same week that I moved to Portland, which was really cool. I didn't get involved until like the week after that, but it's been really fun. One of the things we've done as a group is try to get all the other women groups together.
Oh, very cool.
So our first event was at Christmas time. We had a Christmas party. Mm-hmm. We had over 200 women in tech at our Christmas party.
That's phenomenal.
For our very first, you know, all women in tech event. So that was really exciting. So.
Very cool. The Portland community is the tech community and tech scene is very well known. Of course, O'Reilly has been hosting OSCON there for years. I think they moved it this year to Austin, but for years it was in Portland. And I was lucky enough to be able to go to it a couple of years. And it's a beautiful city. But there's always something going on in tech there. Now, you are one of the instructors now for a company called Treehouse. Tell us a little bit about Treehouse and tell us about how you help with that and what their goals are with the PHP community.
Well, Treehouse does online training for programmers. We have everything from Ruby, lots of JavaScript, .NET, of course, PHP. And I took over as the PHP teacher there. Mm-hmm. We also bring on guest teachers as well to share their expertise. We do, we have videos as well as quizzes and code challenges. We have a great community forum mm-hmm. for people to post there. And one of the things I really love about Treehouse is they're very, our goals at Treehouse are to help people improve their life and learn very something nice. New and improve. And our CEO is awesome about that. One of the big things that's been in the news lately is the 4-day work week mm-hmm. at Treehouse. That's been a big, ooh, they're doing a 4-day work week. How is that going to work? Well, for one thing, it's great that the company really does try to promote their employees, whether mm-hmm. it's the teachers or those building their app or whatever. And it really is a great community of people to work with. And everybody is trying to do their best to promote this lofty goal that we have as a company. Mm. But also, there's so many companies that do like Friday lunch on Fridays, and then everybody goes home afterwards, and nobody really gets anything done on Friday anyway because they're all talking around what we're going to do for lunch. Mm-hmm. So we've just admitted that and moved on, and everybody gets the Friday off, and then we can have a nice hard work week the rest of the week and work hard to accomplish goals together. And that's really awesome. A fun place to be.
Yeah, I know you said you brought in a couple of special guests. I know Chris Hartges, luminary in the PHP community, has done a video with you guys, and he talks about y'all all the time. So, and how wonderfully y'all treated him. I think y'all took him down to Orlando to record and actually made him wear a nice dress shirt and all this. We're not used to seeing Chris dressed up. So, but, you know, he talks about y'all an awful lot. Well, what are your goals? What is Treehouse's goals with the PHP community? Are you looking for... Are you talking to advanced users? Are you talking to beginner users? Who are you trying to reach?
Right now, our main focus through the end of the year is really helping beginners to get that first job. That's really what our focus at Treehouse is right now. We've launched a new career program as well to help people beyond just coding to what else should I be doing to get that first job. And we're really focused on that to take people from nothing to being able to be have the skills to be ready to be in that first position, whether you want to create your own site or a company you already work at a company and they need a website and you want to be that website person, or if you want to get into development as a career, or whichever way, we want to help you get there.
Now, how long does it take for somebody to go from I can spell PHP through your course to the point where they could actually get a job as like a junior programmer?
It's self-paced, so it really depends on how much time you want to put into it. Hmm. You could go through the courses probably in a week if you wanted to devote that time. You're probably not going to know it really well in a week because you're trying to cram too much in.
Oh, okay.
So I wouldn't advise trying to do everything that quickly. We do have people that their goal is just to go through as much as they can.
Yeah.
We want you to be able to learn the content. Mm-hmm. So go through the courses and then use them on your own to try it out and test it out. Let yourself have a chance to digest what you've learned instead of trying to move on to the next thing so quickly.
Yeah,
so
I'm in charge of training at Zend, and we have PHP 1 and PHP 2 classes, and I keep telling them you really want 3 to 6 months between taking the two, because you want to practice those skills that you've learned, and you want them to become muscle memory before you move on to the next point, because if you haven't really laid the foundation, then you can't really grow. So I understand. Yes, you can cram them all together, but you're really not going to get the skills that you need by doing
that. Yeah, we're trying to work on ways to help people to be consistent instead of just do it all. We want you to consistently do something every day, whether it's, take 10 minutes out of your day and do this 10 minutes every day. That's going to help you a lot more than just cramming everything at once.
Very cool. Okay, well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today on Voices of the Elephant. Same questions I ask everybody before they leave. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
The local user group is on Meetups, meetups.com, pdx-php, and you can also find phpdx on Twitter. And it's a really great group, so I would encourage you all in Portland that are not coming to the group that you should join us there.
And what's the name of the Women in Tech?
Women Who Code.
Women Who Code, okay.
Women Who Code.
We'll throw a link in the show notes
for
that.
And we're on Meetups, too, so get out there on Meetups. There's lots out there.
Awesome. Thank you for being with us today on Voices of the Elephant, and thank you for joining in and becoming a part of the PHP community. I always love it when vendors do more than just show up and set up a booth. You're actually getting involved in the community and becoming one of us. And so I want to thank you for that, and thank you for everything that Treehouse is doing to help support the PHP community.
Thank you, Cal.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.